Let's talk about what truly drives your running speed, efficiency, and long-term durability. It comes down to proper glute activation and strengthening. While a lot of endurance athletes fixate on their quads and calves, the gluteal complex, your maximus, medius, and minimus, acts as your body's primary power generator and stability command center. When we neglect these muscles, usually from hours of sitting, we develop what I call gluteal amnesia. That forces other muscle groups to compensate, which quickly spirals into chronic tightness and overuse injuries. The performance data on this is undeniable. Proper glute activation can improve your range of motion by up to 30%, and targeted activation routines have been shown to shave 3 seconds off an 800-meter time. In a race, that margin often determines the outcome. Look at elite sprinters. Their gluteus maximus muscles are roughly 45% larger than non-sprinters, accounting for nearly half of sprint performance variability. Biomechanically, these muscles are absolutely indispensable. Think about the forces at play on the track. During a hard sprint, your hamstrings can face internal loads up to 10 times your body weight. Without strong glutes to share that load, your hamstrings and lower back are forced to overcompensate, which is a fast track to breakdown. Research actually confirms that runners who perform a proper glute activation warm-up maintain that muscle firing throughout an entire 5-kilometer run and finish with better post-run strength than those who skip it. Plus, incorporating explosive glute work has been directly linked to vertical jump increases of up to 2 inches. So, how do you know if your glutes are actually doing their job? You can identify poor function through a few simple, reliable tests. Try the prone hip extension test. Lie face down and lift your thigh. If your hamstring fires before your glute, that's a clear sign of dysfunction. Next, run through the squeeze test to see if you can independently contract each glute while lying down, sitting, and standing. Finally, test your single leg balance. If you can't hold a one-leg stance with your eyes closed for a full minute, your stability is compromised. Beyond the tests, watch your form for common compensation patterns. If your knees are caving inward during running or squatting, that's knee valgus. If your hip noticeably drops to one side during your stride, you're dealing with a lateral pelvic drop. An arched lower back, or anterior pelvic tilt, places the glutes in a biomechanically disadvantaged position. And if you're fighting chronic hamstring tightness despite constant stretching, it's usually because those hamstrings are overworking to pick up the slack for inactive glutes. Left unchecked, this weak link is strongly tied to IT band syndrome, runner's knee, plantar fasciitis, and Achilles tendinopathy. The solution starts with a non-negotiable warm-up. To combat gluteal amnesia, you need to implement a 10 to 15 minute activation routine immediately before every single run. This should include glute bridges, clamshells, monster walks with a resistance band, and standing hip extensions. These drills wake up the posterior chain and ensure your glutes fire correctly the moment you start moving. For long-term speed and structural stability, you have to move beyond activation and build actual strength. Research suggests training the glutes 2 to 3 times per week is the sweet spot, since muscle protein synthesis stays elevated for 3 to 4 days post-workout. Your strength menu should be built around a few key movements. Start with glute bridges and single leg bridges to build core stability and expose imbalances. Pair those with clamshells and monster walks to target the gluteus medius and prevent that lateral pelvic drop. Then, isolate and strengthen the maximus with step-ups and donkey kicks. From there, layer in single-leg squats and cable kickbacks to build unilateral strength that directly translates to your running mechanics. And don't forget the explosive movements. Frog jumps and hill sprints are essential for developing the rapid force generation you need for true speed. Now, let's talk about how to fit this into your weekly training without burning out. Strategic scheduling is where most athletes lose progress. Stop treating strength work as an afterthought on your easy recovery days. Instead, pair your glute exercises with your challenging run workouts, like tempo runs or track sessions. This approach creates genuinely hard workout days while preserving your easy days for true physiological recovery. A solid weekly structure might look like speed work combined with glute strength on Mondays and Thursdays, leaving the rest of the week for easy runs and dedicated rest. To wrap this up, here are your critical takeaways. First, activate before every run. That brief warm-up of bridges, clamshells, and monster walks prevents amnesia and boosts efficiency. Second, train consistently. 2 to 3 strength sessions a week builds the explosive power you need. Third, spot the signs early. Watch for knee valgus, hip drops, and chronic hamstring tightness. Fourth, prioritize unilateral work. Single-leg exercises correct imbalances and perfectly mimic the one-legged stance phases of running. Finally, schedule smart. Combine strength training with your hard run days to optimize adaptations and protect your recovery. By shifting your focus to the posterior chain, you eliminate inefficient compensation patterns, drastically reduce your injury risk, and unlock significant gains in both acceleration and top-end speed. Get out there, fire up those glutes, and run faster.